And welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Transparency has been a key word in the political sphere lately, and it's also the focus of a new initiative by the board, the 8-member board of the Salt Lake City Library, which is also moving forward with plans for two new libraries in the Glendale and Marmalade neighborhoods that have been a long time in the making. Joining me now in the studio to discuss both issues are Board Secretary Mark Alvarez. Mark, it's good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And we're also glad to have Board Vice President Ella Olson. Ella, it's a pleasure to have you as well.
It's nice to be here.
Mark, where exactly did this transparency initiative begin?
Well, largely it began after an incident with Bobby Bowman when an audio recording of a board meeting was released to the Salt Lake Tribune, and the Salt Lake Tribune covered the reaction of people within the library, and it seemed to me the library was defensive in having the public record of the meeting go out. We suggested that those audio recordings and the minutes be available to the public as quickly as possible.
So did you feel that before the library was giving the image that it was not being transparent?
I don't think it had given the image of not being transparent before that, but the incident certainly gave the image of a library that was very defensive about information that should be available to the public.
And Ella, what's important to you about this transparency initiative, and what do you think it will do for the library overall?
Well, I think that transparency has always been an important issue for the library and for any public institution. However, I do think that there wasn't an intention to be not transparent. Mm-hmm. I really think that what this did is it's just going to make it so that we are making a special effort to clarify transparency, both in definition, also in procedure.
And so what are some of the various elements? Mark mentioned a few, I think, of this transparency initiative, and how do you think they'll involve the public more in the process?
I just think that it's going to make the information more readily available. I think that putting out there the word that this information is available to the public will encourage them to seek it out.
Mm-hmm. I think also one of the issues is, is the public able to comment? Is the public able to reach the board? I think part of the transparency initiative would open up communication channels between the library as an institution and the public, and perhaps improve those communication channels.
And Mark, do you feel there are any particular areas where you would like to see more public involvement when it comes to what the board does?
I think it's always helpful to have public involvement. I think that the library should be cultivating relationships with organizations, with people in the community, because those can be mutually beneficial relationships. The more we interact with the public, I think the better off we are. Now, having said that, we're all volunteers on the board,
right.
And so
we
don't want to start encouraging 24/7. Communication with the public, but I think more communication between the board and the public and the board and other stakeholders would be helpful to the library and to the board.
So city council meetings, for example, are televised, but they're not volunteers there on the city council as you guys are. Do you think there will be an initiative to perhaps be able to see or, you know, hear the board meetings while they're in progress?
I like being on the radio.
I think that the availability of the audio recording is that comes right afterward. Televising, I don't know. That might be part of it later.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guests are Mark Alvarez, Board Secretary for the Salt Lake City Library Board, and we have the Vice President of the Board here as well. That is Ella Olson. So one exciting topic of conversation lately at the library is the expansion of it, adding new branches in Marmalade and Glendale. And I know that you guys are eager to talk about how that process has unfolded, because it's been, you know, so many years in the making. Well, first of all, let's back up. How long has it been since these two libraries have been proposed?
Well, for the Marmalade Library, you know, I think it's been tossed around for several years as far as wanting a library in the Marmalade area.
Mm-hmm.
As far as formalizing the process, we started in January 2010 looking for community members to help us select a site. And we kind of moved on from there, taking a look at the different sites that might be available in the area, especially because there are limited geographical areas that we could put a new library. There's not a lot of empty space there in Marmalade. And then from that point, we went through a public process with the sites that would be possible, that would be possible to use. And we took that forward to the public with those options. And so I'd say since about that time.
Mm-hmm. And what is this particular site we're looking at?
It is on second... What is his actual, my actual address now? I'm trying to remember. Third West and 270 West, excuse me, and 5th North.
And Mark, what about the Glendale Library? I was talking with Van Turner a little bit earlier about that. That's been many years in the making as well, right?
It's been many years in the making, but I think the process was formally approved in 2009 and started as Glendale is a few months ahead of Marmalade. We staggered the processes for funding reasons, also for logistical reasons. It has been a few years in the process, but formally we started in 2009. So we've gone through the programming process in Glendale, getting community input from people, from stakeholders in the Glendale community to find out what would be the ideal site. Also, what is it that people wanted in the library? Glendale is an incredibly diverse community. And one of the things that's going to be in the Glendale Library is a collection in many different languages.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the need for this particular library. How bad do you think it is to have one on the west side? How much is it needed?
I think it's helpful. It's hard to characterize need. Mm. We have a library in the west side in the Rose Park area, Day Riverside. Mm-hmm. We have a library in Poplar Grove, the Chapman Library. The Van Turner has advocated for a library in Glendale for many years. How to characterize the need, I'm not sure. A library in Glendale will be very helpful. There are many schools. We know that libraries are used by young people. They're used by families. Glendale's an ideal location because of a very young population, many schools in the area. We think the library will be a great resource for people in Glendale, but it will also be a great partner for other organizations and people in the community.
Ella, you were talking about the process for selecting the site for the Marmalade Library. There has been at least one or two, you know, critics of the process who have, you know, claimed that it's not been as transparent as the library says it has. We should just have you respond to that. I mean, how has this process unfolded and how has it involved the public?
Well, I feel like that the process has been very transparent. The people that have been saying that it's not transparent are making a bigger deal out of something that's not critical to the process. I think that very interested and involved community members have done their very best to go out and try to solicit opinion from a variety of different locations. For instance, we have attended all of the community council meetings, both in the Capitol Hill Community Council and the Fair Park Community Council. Both of those are the communities that are served by this library. For the last 18 months, we also have had several meetings at Washington Elementary, which is the elementary school that is in the area, and also have had open houses here at the main library, and also some email, or not email, but online site selection processes through Open City Hall and the library website. So I believe that we really have tried our very hardest to reach out to a variety of the community members and the different groups that the Marmalade Library will serve. So we really have tried to put out email requests for people to come, signage. All of our sites we tried to represent fairly. We had pros and cons lists for both of them, or for all of them. There were six to begin with, and then two of the properties were sold. And then really just, you know, reach out to the community. So
this is Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm talking with Salt Lake City Library Board members Mark Alvarez and Ella Olson. Mark, in the couple minutes that we have left, let's talk about, you know, what's the climate like at the library right now? There were certainly, you know, in recent board meetings, I think back in March, there were certainly some very concerning comments made by employees at the time about the leadership situation. And I don't bring this up to, you know, keep rehashing the same issue or anything like that. But going forward, how do you feel about the atmosphere in leadership at the library and how the library is cooperating with employees?
Well, I think internal communications are strained. Hmm. And my personal opinion is they're strained beyond repair, largely as a result of a director who's not been visible and not communicated well with staff. Having said that, there are plans to try to improve that communication. a board member has been involved to try to repair the relationship between the director and staff. But this is a very troubling situation for me. I think silence to bad leadership is complicity. I'm not silent. I think there's bad leadership at the library, and I think it's affected internal communication.
So you're pretty blunt about this.
I think I have to be. I think I've talked with enough staff. I've had some personal experiences on my own. I think the situation at the library between the director and staff is beyond repair. Having said that, I'm one person on a board of eight. I respect some on the board feel differently. I hope I'm wrong, but from what I've seen and from what I've experienced, I don't think I am.
Ella, could I ask you to weigh in on that as well? I know there was a vote recently to renew Beth's contract, and it was overwhelmingly renewed. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, I feel like there are issues at the library between staff and leadership, and I feel like we need to hear those issues. I also feel like, though, that we do have Beth as our director, and that we need to get to the root of the problem, and we do have a meeting set up with a board member, like Mark pointed out, the executive leadership team, and LEO, which is the Library Employees Organization. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're working to get to the root causes of the trouble, and I do think that there are things that need to be uncovered and analyzed that would have been there with or without Beth as the director. So those things need to be figured out. And then the process there's a process that needs to be gone through in order to determine what needs to be done to solve these issues. Now, hopefully, we're going to get all of these parties on the same page and working together. I think that there needs to be something done by both leadership and staff in order to make the processes work more smoothly at the library and everybody have a good time working at the library. You know, it's nice to have a place where people enjoy coming to work. And then at the end of that process, I think that every party intends to have a mechanism to determine whether or not the actions that we've taken are working. And that's just going to take time. Really, there's not a quick fix to the situation. So we would ask everybody to do their very best at trying to figure out the problem, get to the root cause, and then work towards solving it.
Mark, do you feel it's more beneficial if the conflicts are worked out more internally and involve, you know, the media, for example, less, or how do you feel?
I mean, I really believe in transparency. So I think the more open we are with criticism, the better off we're going to be. Criticism allows us to improve. The problem is I think there's been an environment at the library that stifles criticism. I mean, this was the 2006 Library of the Year. This library has a great record of a great culture. I don't see the last 3 years as having improved on that culture, unfortunately. Now, having said that, I respect I'm one person. Mm-hmm. I hope some issues can be worked through. You know, as Ella said, I think there's some repairing to do within the organization. I just fear right now for the future, great culture, great staff. I think the staff is what's keeping the library going. Thank you very much to the people on staff and the stakeholders that are making great effort to get through this situation.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guests for the past several minutes have been Mark Alvarez. He is Board Secretary for the Salt Lake City Library Board. Mark, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And Ella Olson is Vice President of the Board. Ella, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.